Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning into Slumber Party. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Hukumalam and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party, and I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have some good music coming up, selected by yours truly and DJ Coco.
Yes.
So we're excited about that. And we also have a pretty personal topic as well.
Little segment on some personal identity to have you out there get to know us a little more. But yeah, stay tuned for that later on. But we are going to start off with some music. So the first one you'll be hearing is Shortest Fuse by Soft Cult, and the whole album is pretty good, so enjoy.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is Slumber Party, and I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star.
We are going to do a little bit of our talking segment right now, and this is inspired from the quote from Virginia Woolf, who is the very famous English writer, and it's the quote, "I am made and remade continually. Different people draw different words from me," quote.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? What do you think of that, DJ Star?
I think she definitely nailed it with that one, that the fact that identity is completely fluid and ever-changing, mm-hmm. and also completely subjective in so many ways to other people. Like, their interpretation of who you are is always going to be different depending on context and what they want to see from you and what they believe that you already are.
Exactly, yeah. Do you feel that you make different identities for people yourself, or do you that you kind of showcase one and that people interpret that one personality?
I think sometimes around, it definitely depends on the person. Like, I'm not sure if it's completely coming from internally, but if it's kind of part of their personality, I will adapt my personality to be closer mm-hmm. to that. But I'm not sure who's leading that charge, like in yeah. the relationship, who's adapting and who's staying the same with every person that they're with. But for me, I definitely have slightly different characteristics with the different people in my life, and it's not something I want, but it is something that happens, and it's really difficult for me to control because that's just how I naturally, like, my natural inclination is to act that way.
Right. Yeah, I think I'd feel the same as well. We wanted you to do, I wanted to do a little prompt on air that kind of relates to this identity. So DJ Star, we've known each other for about a year or so now.
Definitely over a year. Don't you think?
Has it been over a year? Okay.
Well,
maybe
our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, we didn't celebrate
really
it.
Rude.
Maybe we'll do it later.
Yeah, we met in first year university in a psychology class,
mm-hmm.
and now we're going into third year. So definitely
that
over
is
a year.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to do a little activity where we would give three descriptive words of the other person. Which I think is kind of intriguing because, yes, as like you said before, people are interpreted by different people. Like, your personality and how you act can be seen differently
by
different
people. Yeah, definitely. And if they, just to add before we get into the exercise, but if somebody already thinks that you're kind or thinks that you're funny or thinks that you're smart, you're more likely to adhere to those qualities and see those qualities in yourself and emphasize them. So
you kind of internalize what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I find that, like, if people are saying, "Oh wow, you're so kind around me," I'm like, "Oh, I should, like, I'm gonna act more in ways that," this sounds like I am a psychopath or something, but I don't know. Like, there are certain things.
No, I see what you mean.
Where I realize that about myself that I could, yeah.
I see it, yeah. Okay, well,
anyway,
we'll give it a shot, though. So, okay, mine, I thought DJ Star, very, number one, adventurous. Number two, caring.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, probably one of the most energetic people I've met. Maybe we bring that out in each other.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think that might be the thing. But that's how I currently see
I'm surprised by the caring, actually.
The caring
I don't
one?
Know if I've shown you that side.
No, I think you're very caring.
Okay, that's interesting.
We're just hyping each other up on the radio.
Okay.
Oh, no giggling, sorry. Mm. We're working on our giggling here, so.
Yeah, we are. But I am kind of giggling because I'm surprised. Just, it is weird to hear, like, how somebody thinks about you.
Yeah,
I find
that.
Because you don't normally even think about that.
Exactly. I find it so interesting. So, yeah, that was the little activity.
Okay, wait, I want to do mine for you.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. I would say very, very easygoing. Maybe, like accepting, ooh, like non-judgmental. Okay, oh, okay. This is one word still. Just in that kind of realm. Funny and reliable.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. not at all.
Like reliable as a friend, but also reliable as a co-host.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I would. Okay, I don't have enough words. I would give you that one too, but
you're
we're
way
getting
more
all gushy.
Reliable than I am. Yeah. Stop.
We're getting all gushy on air. We're like, oh, stop.
Yeah, we just
stop.
We're just friends, guys.
Well, do you think? And so, using those words, do you think you feel you fit with them? Of what I said for you, or for me, or for what DJ Star said for me. Like, would you normally see those descriptor words?
What was the last one for me?
You, I said
caring.
Adventurous,
just
very
just
caring.
Everyone out there can hear one more
and
time.
I said energetic, but that one kind of stemmed off
okay.
of our personalities together.
I could agree with those, but it is still very subjective because if I compare myself to people who are more adventurous than I am, like, okay, maybe I'm not that adventurous
right.
or more caring than I am. It just feels, it's really hard to put a label on something that has such a grand scale of like what's the maximum amount of caring and then when do you like qualify somebody as caring
true.
Or not.
But I think the fact that I could specific, because we've both met lots of people in mm-hmm. our lives and can kind of compare and contrast between different experiences of people we meet. And so I think by giving the label specifically, it shows that you have a level of caring that I normally wouldn't see normally. I think that's how I.
Okay, yeah.
That's
it's
the
like
more
an exception.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that is interesting to hear because, yeah, we have people in our lives and we're really close with them, but we never tell them really how we see them very often.
Yeah, I feel like we should do that more and have more talks on and just compliments that are not appearance-based compliments, but things that are qualities that we really like about people around us.
Mm-hmm.
Is something that I'd really advocate for in that.
Yes.
Yes, we like.
We're advocates now.
But, yeah, so you would feel that maybe in the grand scheme of things that maybe the caringness is not enough or that you feel...
I just always, with caring or kindness or things like that, I just always feel like I could do more. So that's why I don't often identify with those kind of words.
Right.
But how about you with my words?
I like your word. I like the funny one. I that one's my favorite compliment. I find that... Guys don't find me funny, but girls find me funny. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with that. And I think I just heard that one and ran with it, and I kind of forgot the other two.
I said, like, laid back and reliable.
Okay. Yeah, those are really... I've never heard laid back or reliable, so that is nice to hear.
Like, I've never... Like, I've seen you stressed for sure, but never an insane amount.
You're yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. That's
yeah.
gonna work out.
It's best to... I feel like... It's not good to... I've had a friend before who would always... She has generalized anxiety disorder, and she would get super stressed during high school, and she would stress around... She would stress everyone around her with her stresses, and I feel like I kind of learned from that experience of not trying to stress out other people, maybe is how I'm trying to more internalize my stress, but that's just maybe... That's
either,
not very
though.
Healthy, but... Yeah, that's just my take on it. But anyways, that was a little activity. We just wanted to do that kind of for ourselves.
Yeah, and for you.
And for you.
Out there listening, if you want to hear a description of us.
Yeah, these are kind of, and not biased either because we did them of each other. So we can't just be like, oh, I'm super beautiful, guys. And
I'm really smart.
We're really smart here. Yeah. And so, but anyways, I wanted to do also a little more about our identity and kind of see our identities growing up. So this is kind of just as a whole. So DJ Star, you can take it however you feel, as in personality or looks or whatnot. But do you think that your values, beliefs, or personality has changed while you've been growing up?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. But when we're talking about... something like values, I don't think they're necessarily intrinsic to who you are as a person and not changing. Like values are always, or values, okay. For me, I feel like my values are changing along with any kind of new knowledge that I'm exposed to. And when I was younger, it's kind of hard to have any very strict moral beliefs when you're a child, for example. So for when I was a child, thinking about personality and things like that, there are things I definitely still see in myself that are habits that I would have as a child, or things that were very, very prominent in my personality that was kind of formed by monumental or like core memories or whatever.
Do you have a particular example, do you think, of a strong value that...
I think this, I don't know. For me, I definitely am still shy at first. Like when I was younger, I was super, super shy. I wouldn't want to talk to any of my relatives on the phone. I'd, you know, be hiding behind my mom, like that. And I just found it really hard to talk to people when I was younger.
Right. I definitely relate with that as well.
Yeah, tell me about you, though. I want to hear.
For growing up, mm-hmm. I definitely would say that I was also the shy kid, and I was kind of more boxed into the smart, shy art kid. Mm-hmm. And I find that I'm still growing up to be shy as well, or that I still feel shy talking to new groups or new people, and I don't really know if my opinion's worthy of being said.
And I think shyness does sometimes stem from insecurity as well. That's what I was also going to say.
That's the thing.
I was always kind of insecure when I was younger, and that makes it so you don't really want to talk to people so they see
exactly
how you are.
Okay. Yeah, I can't even stem too much different than that, because I think we had pretty much the same experience, mm-hmm. but in different cities.
But you feel like you're the same amount of shy.
I would say I think I am, to be honest, this almost the same amount of shy as I was as a kid, because I wasn't necessarily hide behind my mother kind of shy, but sorry, but it was still kind of a lackluster of trying to meet new people without a safeguard of maybe a friend beside me or something like that. I still find it hard, because I feel like I can be courageous if I know that I have a friend beside me, or someone alongside mm-hmm. with me who can cheer me up if it goes wrong or whatnot. But doing it by myself, or whatever I am doing by myself, I don't think I can still do it. And that's still from shyness. So
for me, it's weird. I've definitely gotten a lot less shy throughout the years. And if there is a group of people that I don't know, but that I feel like they're all shy as well, like I can rise up and be like, it's okay, I can control this situation and make it more comfortable for everybody. But if there's I think a lot of shy people could relate to this out there, but mm-hmm. if there's a lot of outgoing people in a room, like I'm not talking, I'm not
no
saying
way.
A word, but I can definitely control how much I express myself in social situations. And sometimes mm-hmm. I can be super outgoing, which is different than what I used to be. And I've heard, just one more thing, is that I've heard in psychology, in one of my psychology courses, they were saying, as you get older, the more extremes of personality with introvertedness and extrovertedness will even out. Like super extroverted people, as they get older, everyone will eventually fall somewhat in the middle with a bit of variation, but as you get older, it kind of evens and balances out.
Oh, that's interesting. That does make sense. That's good to hear, though.
Yeah.
That is nice to
hear.
Inspiring, yeah. Well, what do you think the part of your identity that you're most proud of, maybe now, or any qualities you find that you really like about yourself?
That's a hard question.
I know. It's kind of a tricky one.
Because I don't normally think of things about myself in the way of being proud of them. Like, there are things that I want to work on and I want to become, but currently, I'm going to have to think about it. I want you to go first.
Okay. I think one thing that I like that I don't think most, well, maybe, but I think... Wow, I'm not getting my words out right now. But I've been told that I've been a thoughtful person, which is nice to hear. It's even right now, I'm about to give my chemistry peer tutor a present for helping me, But I've been doing this over the years since I was pretty young, of getting gifts for teachers or doing something special for the community or things like that. There's this one instance in grade 7 where I did a pretend survey of everyone's favorite dessert in the class so I could get the teacher's favorite dessert, and then I baked it for him over the Christmas break.
That is really sweet.
Yeah, so yeah. I was not a teacher's pet or anything, but I just liked doing nice things to see how people reacted. But things like that I like about myself for mm-hmm. that. And I still do those kind of things today, which is something that I'm proud of. But that's just more gift-giving wise. Yeah. But
do you think there's some certain external validation that comes with it that makes you want to continue doing it?
Yeah, I don't.
Or does it come just from?
To be honest, I would say that it seems like external validation, but I don't want to get anything out of this, out of the interaction or what. Not, but yeah, I can see that it could be external validation as well.
I'm not saying that, but yeah. There is sometimes with things like that, I wonder with intention.
True.
Because it does matter what you go into it, feeling like you want to get out of it to make it seem if it's... This is not an attack on you. It's just thing, like with kindness or gift giving.
True.
Like on the surface, it might look like kindness, but then... if there's an ulterior motive, is that still being kind?
The true intent of human nature, is anyone actually caring? Or is it anyone...
Oh, yeah, that's another topic.
Yeah.
But I think that is really sweet what you did. Definitely not discrediting.
Yeah, well, now my whole story is kind of
so
broken now.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll just rethink my life. But yeah. Anyways, did you think of anything you like?
Yeah, I thought of one thing. And something that I like about myself is... or about my identity or personality is that I'm pretty curious. And I'm always, like, I really want to ask as many questions as I can about somebody or about something that they're going through or how they feel about something, or just I have a lot of questions in general.
Yeah.
And
you're very good at, DJ Star is very good at asking and actually probing questions.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people don't care enough to ask more questions about when someone's talking about something or being interested. And it just feels like conversation is usually just kind of one-sided. But yeah, I think DJ Star has very good conversations. Very good conversationalist.
It is crazy that you can ask somebody anything and they'll normally answer it too.
Yeah.
Like most people just don't even think to try. But recently, or not recently, but just in the past maybe 5-ish years, I've been realizing, wow.
If you just say why.
Yeah, just why do you feel like that? Like, people will reveal things to you that, you know, they might not have if you didn't ask that question. So it's a bit of a little power.
How do you usually use that trick? Do you just say why in conversations, or what's the word or sentence?
It just depends on the situation. Maybe I'll say, like, oh, why do you feel like that? Is it because of this or this?
Ooh.
Or... what is your relationship with your parents like? Tell me. And then they'll just tell you what it's like normally. Like, they're not going to hide anything.
I'm stealing that.
Yeah.